up to 89% of your customers can switch to your competition unless you provide the service they expect from you. Before you shrug it off and say this doesn't apply to me, let me share with you results of a research study done by Customer Experience Impact. According to their study, only 1% of customers think that companies actually fulfill their needs. In this episode, you'll be able to learn what's the deal with customer experience and why it matters, what traps you should watch out for, if it's true or not that you have to spend a ton of money to provide unforgettable experience to your customers. Customer experience has become a term so popular that many people even consider it's a revelation or innovation, almost as if this term was discovered in the last few decades. Before it got popular, salespeople didn't even consider offering their customer the potential of positive experience because they didn't know that it was even possible. To make a long story short, now customer experience is in fashion, but it wasn't always the case. It was just obvious and something even unnamed. Fast forward to the present. This little thing even has its own abbreviation as CX. It has been shown to be invaluable and understood by the best in the industry. Let's break it down. What's the deal with customer experience? There are a ton of definitions, from cognitive, affective, sensory, and behavioral consumer responses to branding and synthetic, and finally, emotional ones, if you're interested in broadening your knowledge. For now, let's move on and leave the academic definition for the comments section down below. I'd like to quote words of Maya Angelou, a writer, poet, director, dancer, historian, and activist. Maya Angelou said, "People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel." Personally, I think that this is the essence of customer experience and its main value. Additionally, the result of the research also confirms it. According to McKinsey, the degree of satisfaction in shopping experience are 70% influenced by how the consumer feel. If you enjoy numbers and statistics that will truly help you develop your business, subscribe to this channel and I'll connect to you some hard data on a regular basis. To shortly sum up where we are so far, the goal of customers' experience is provoking emotions and creating positive experience. The next time they hear the name of your company, they will be ready to primed to buy. Does it sound like a dream? I'm going to break down 7 traps over the next few minutes, but if you'll be able to overcome, you'll be able to put the customer experience dream into the motion. Trap number 1, strategy. So you know that strategy is critical. I bet you even made some notes in the notebook in the past, but let's be honest. Strategy is a concept. It isn't something that you will present in your next meeting when you're asked about your next steps in regards of customer experience field for the next quarter. Let me take a moment to cheer you up. Most companies these days don't have a clear goal or an action strategy for customer experience. Because honestly, where do you start? It's terrifying. Putting together a carefully analyzed action strategy allows you to use your strengths and will be something that brings you closer to your dream goal and a brand value. If we think about strategy as a plan of moving from point A to point B, we need a map to know exactly where we are standing at now, point A, an audit conducted now, and where our goal is to get, point B, a visualization of the perfect customer experience. Apart from our goals and estimating verifiable and measurable effects, strategy should contain a complex travel map, or even thinking about it like a modern treasure map, taking customers along the path. Let's call it a customer journey map. It points very precisely to points of contacts, so-called touch points, that is places where you can get in touch or connect with your customers. These are places where you will be able to answer his or her questions, guide him or her through hard processes, or thank him or her for visiting your website. Now, you're probably thinking that strategy must be an extremely extensive document. Don't worry. Strategy is not some master thesis to be reviewed by a board of a group of advisors. It's just supposed to serve you. Your strategy might be as well take up just one page of paper. The whole goal is to help to develop your business. Trap number two, strategy. Yes, you've heard it right. It's not a mistake. With having a strategy comes another risky trap: lack of systematic actualization and verification of already achieved goals. Remember that strategy you once implemented won't work forever. Technology, shopping habits, law, or trends are constantly undergoing some changes. These are factors that have an impact on planning actions in the customer experience field. So they need to be properly customized. Trap number three, the wrong way of thinking about your customer needs. But Mike, who could possibly know better than me what are my customer needs? The quick answer is your customers. A lot of companies fall into the trap of looking at their customer experience from inside their own org. They don't even try to put themselves in their potential target audience and their existing customer shoes. If you want to manage positive experience, and what I mean by managing as planning, making decisions, organizing, leading, this comes back to managing and controlling a team. First of all, you must understand your customer. To plan your actions, you need to know who they are aimed at, what problems they are supposed to solve, and what needs they should address. One of the common questions is, how do I understand my customers if there are so many of them? At this point, it's important to have determined your persona based on your ideal customer. Plus, it is as important to continue to update it along with the ongoing business growth and your new customer data acquisition. If you already determined your ideal customer, now it's the moment to dig it out of in the abyss of your company documents and put it into use. If you don't have it, then you need to first do some homework. Trap number four. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. I hope you're already making some mental notes at if you plan to visit back to the MarTech Well Done channel. I'm sure you'll hear this quote by Peter Drucker a few more times. The easiest way to find out if your customers are satisfied with your service is ask them. The most popular and used customer satisfaction measurement model is NPS, otherwise known as the Net Promoter Score. NPS is based on an easy question. Would you recommend an example store to your friends? Customer, provide an answer on your scale from 1 to 10, where the lowest score indicates the lowest probability of the shop's recommendation versus the highest rating, which correlates to the highest probability. Based on the answers, the customer are assigned to the one of three different groups. The first one are promoters, these customers who left a rating either 9 or 10. Neutral, 7 and 8, and the detractors between 1 and 6. There is a little math involved, but to get the final NPS result, we will need to subtract the percentage of detractors from the percentage of promoters. A quick NPS example would be that 70% are promoters, 10% are detractors, and 20% are neutral. And thus, your NPS would be 70 minus 10, it's 60. So the final NPS score will be a value from minus 100 to 100. With the NPS method, you will not only check an average satisfaction level of your customers, but also you will receive the honest feedback if you decide to ask some more extra questions. Another measurement model that you can use is CES, which stands for Customer Effort Score. CES allows you to estimate how much effort it takes to use a product or service and how high the probability is that your customer will keep paying for it. To calculate CES, you will need to ask your customer to rate their experience during using the product or service on a scale from 1 to 7, from very hard to very easy. Remember that customer perspectives on certain issues may differ from your own. You see a product, your customer may only see the value the product may bring into their life. You see a price, but your customer sees a cost they need to pay to receive that value. You wonder where you can sell your product, while the customer wonders if it can be obtained in an easy and convenient way. You are thinking about promotion, but what will reach to the customer is communication, the specific message they will hear and understand. Trap number 5, trying to automate everything. Even though on the MarTech Well Done channel, we talk a lot about marketing automation, you should remember that you simply can't automate everything. Using a marketing automation system, if you own one in combination with CDP, is going to support your processes, helping you with gathering data and delivering appropriate message to your customers at the right time. However, you need to remember that it is people that stands behind the content preparation as well as design, setup and optimization of automation paths. Trap number 6. Let's just make it through the sale. Let's imagine you made the sale and you're excited and maybe celebrating. It's time to party and then to chill out, right? After the sale, you think that you've done building out this whole customer experience. Unfortunately, creating a positive customer experience doesn't only ends at the selling stage. The truth is, it is a never-ending story that includes the different stages of the customer journey. That the customer needs to go through the stages before making a purchase, the selling stage, and also the stages that come after making a transfer and receiving a product. After all, your goal is to have as many loyal returning customers as possible. Is it the dream goal, right? If the quality of experience is so important that 81% of customers are ready to pay more, increasing customer experience will only bring and increase their satisfaction. Trap number 7. I need to spend fortune to make my customer happy. Does building positive experience cost a lot? The answer is little more unclear. Customer experience is everywhere. In every brand presentation you read about in newspapers, recommended videos pop up on your YouTube, and even in your marketing team talks about it in the company kitchen. You might feel so bombarded with this topic, so you might be even scared. It will take on human form and jump out of your fridge. Let's take it easy. I am sure you've implemented some procedures before. I am not going to believe that if you can tell me that you haven't had a chat on your website or social media, or that your salesmen have been told to be rude and not helpful to your clients in stationary stores. Today, customer experience is strongly associated with data management system and automation system. And yes, implementing of a tool such as marketing automation or customer data platform indicates expenses, but the return of the implementation comes sooner than you might think. Research conducted by State of CX Management shows that 73% of companies with CX above the average show better financial performance. On the opposite, the group of companies that are less pro-client are only 44%. In the end, I'd like to leave you with a short story. This is a story about holidays of stuffed animal called Joshi. An American businessman, Chris Hearn, and his family were spending their holidays at the Ritz-Carlton in Florida. When they came back home after a few days, they unpacked their luggage and figured out that their child, stuffed giraffe, was missing. Chris, as an experienced father, prevented a crisis and stopped his kids crying, nothing dead. Joshi stayed at the hotel because she'd want to have a longer holidays. The next day, he called the hotel and asked the staff to send back the toy with a picture showing that it stayed a longer vacation. When Joshi arrived home, alive and well, a few days later, she had an unusual holiday souvenir with her, an entire album of photos. The stuffed giraffe visited the spa, spent some time getting a massage, traveled the entire hotel on a trolley, plus there was an organized party with other stuffed animals, and even had the opportunity to see what work in the hotels looked like, even supervising everything from the gatehouse. Did Ritz spend millions on this situation? No, maybe some small cost. After all, for a few moments, a couple of employees were running around the hotel taking pictures with and of stuffed toy. Will Chris come back to Reeds after this experience? With a huge probability, yes. Moreover, he will tell this story to his friends and strangers. He shared it on YouTube, creating in them positive connections with Reeds brand. Be like Reeds. Provide unforgettable experience in a classy way. To find out more on how to do that, make sure you subscribe MarTech Well Done channel. Thank you.